Live from the heart of Los Angeles, this is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, creator of Alchemy Tree Wellness, Anna Grace Mayberry.
Look at the night sky.
And performance guest, Cam Amen. I am Mark Leger, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Episode 779 of the Life Changes Show. We've titled this episode, How to Activate the Power of Self-Healing. And actually, the very operative word there is healing. I know that there's a Beatles song that I like that says, all we need is love, and that there's a Burt Bacharach and Hal David song that I like as well. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. However, if there is another thing that there's just too little of, maybe it's a very, very close second, and that is healing. Especially today, it seems that we all need healing on some level, and there are so many different levels on which healing is needed, emotional, physical. It seems that so many people, no matter how they look or how they look like they're doing, that deep inside there's either a silent and sometimes not so silent, depression or emotional pain or physical pain. And interestingly too, it also seems at this point in time, like there might have been a time when we could all just go to work and do whatever, and just as long as we make money and survive and pay the bills or something like that. But nowadays, it with so many people turning away from opportunities of just going to work to do something that they're not interested in or don't have passion for, that they're really looking for their meaning or their passion or the place where they could do good, not just for themselves, but for their family and for others. And so it's interesting how some of the pain that we experience sometimes is to guide us to that mission. And it's interesting how in some cases people's lives look horrible, and then they look for, well, what is my reason for being? And then some people's lives look great, but their body doesn't feel so great, so, or they're not emotionally feeling great, so they're saying, well, what is my reason for being? Again, the operative word being and reason for being and healing in order to give love and be love.
And that reminds me of another song, wasn't it? Healing, nothing more than healing.
Nice. That's feeling.
Oh, feeling. Well, you got to change your feeling in order to heal, in order to get to love, sweet love.
Actually, yes, it all comes together, and especially here on the Life Changes Show, because both our guest and our performance guest are going to be speaking on some kind of feelings, healings, and love. So let's get right to it. Our interview guest is a certified health coach, an integrative nutritionist, and creator of Alchemy Tree Wellness, Anna Grace Mayberry. And as Mark mentioned, our performance guest is singer, songwriter, author, activist, Cam Amen, who will be coming on a little later in the show. Let's welcome Anna Grace Mayberry to the Life Changes Show.
Hey guys, thank you very much for having me. I'm happy to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And so I was very much thinking of you in the sense that sometimes people are having not so great experiences in their life, and they want to make a change. You came to change from an actual place of like, I'm actually doing okay, but you weren't.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, from like an outsider looking in, you might say, wow, you got a pretty nice life going on there. And I did, you know. This was a personal experience I went through many years ago. I mean, listen, life is always throwing you challenges, you know, that's just part of the journey. But this particular one had to do with my health. And it kind of shook me up in a way that made me really dig deep with my own self-healing journey. And I already was in the health industry. You know, I was, I came from a background of being a dancer and a performing artist and went into Pilates teaching because I, you know, I was doing it for my own dance training. So I just naturally felt right to just, become a practitioner. And, you know, so I was in that field. I was already very self-aware, quite healthy. But I did come across this health concern, you know, and it was one of those moments in my life where it really made me stop. And it changed. It really did change my life. I mean, so much wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for that moment. And I'm really grateful for it, you know. It taught me so much. And then it also, going through it, really made me learn how powerful we actually are and how much we can heal ourselves, you know.
So it would have to be, so normally like we have a problem or something doesn't feel right and we want to change it. You were having problems and you went to doctor after doctor after health practitioner after health practitioner, right? You were trying to get it done and move on with your life.
Yeah. And, you know, look, it was also looking, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, you're sort of, as you're reading that out, I'm grateful that I did go through that because it really did bring a wealth of knowledge of me doing my own research. You know, I studied and studied and studied and try to really understand, you know, about healing and understand about my own constitution and, all sorts. It just led me down so many different pathways of learning, which I probably wouldn't have gone to the depths of had I not been going through that. But yeah, I did. I went to, you know, you name it, kinesiologists. I, as many health practitioners I could find, acupuncturists, massage, you know, oh God, you name it. And then eventually I did go to a doctor, because no one could really figure out what was wrong with me, you know, and it just became a little frustrating. I was just like, well, what is going on? You know, this is something that no one can really figure out. And lo and behold, I went for the last resort, which was a brain scan, and they found a tumor on my pituitary gland, which was really scary because, you know, the brain, it's just like, you just think, oh God. And it was benign. So that was the one thing, the glimmer of hope that I kind of had initially, because I just thought, okay, well, at least it's not cancer, you know, it was my first thought. But then I was like, hang on, this is it. This is what's been going on this whole time, you know?
So in a sense, actually, some of those modalities or all of them could have helped, and they maybe did help, and maybe that, but there was something else that needed to come from this.
Mm-hmm. And that something else was me listening to a deeper voice, you know, that I think I was avoiding, possibly by, you know, and maybe, I don't know if it was like, you know, the chicken or the egg, was it, that was a way to avoid me finding the message is getting sick and having to jump through all these hoops to, you know, distract myself? Or was it actually what led me, you know, to actually hear the voice? And it could have been a bit of both, you know. I don't really know, but I did. But whatever it was my journey that I had to go through, and I did go through. And so, you know, when I got diagnosed with it, I kind of went home and I was just like, what the hell is going on? And just looking at the scans, you know, holding them up against the light and just being like, I have this on my, like, wow, you know. And I didn't freak out though. I wasn't like, oh no, like, and told everyone. And, you know, I told my boyfriend at the time that I was living with, I was in, you know, a good relationship. I was really enjoying my life, you know, in many ways, but there was a deep uneasiness to something that I could never really quite put my finger on, honestly. And I think it was that I just wasn't on the right path. You know, as beautiful as everything looked, you know,
you couldn't put your finger on it, but it was literally at the top of your brain.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
But so this led me to, I sort of went, okay, you know, instead of feeling victimized by it, I just went, all right, this is up to me. This is, I don't even really want to tell that many people, honestly. I was just like, okay. And, you know, I was probably in my early 20s at this stage too. Like I was quite young to be going through something like that on my own, you know.
Well, to be that young and to make that decision, which you just like said real quickly and moved on, but you made a decision like what was the decision?
It was almost just like a knowing. It was just like, this is up to me to fix, kind of, you know,
and I'm going to do it.
What felt right. Yeah. Yeah. It just felt like the only choice. I was just like, okay, this is, let's do this. And so I almost just went into this, like, not a hole, but I just sort of like got really like, intimate with myself, you know, and decided, okay. And, you know, I had been looking into some meditation and I had come across, I think a lot of like Buddhist texts say this, and maybe many religions, I'm not too sure, or spiritual practices, but they say that 4 a.m. is a really special time to meditate. Because I think it's also because you're in the theta brain, you know, stage. So it's just easy to tap in to that meditation because you're already in that dreamlike state. You know, you're less distracted. So yeah, I decided, okay, I'm going to commit. And I did, you know, I'm like, when I commit to something, I'm like, okay, it's on. And because I guess I was scared too. I was like, I have to, you know, I have to make this commitment to myself. So I got up at 4 a.m. every single morning and I had this spare room, which was actually like where I would do my massages in the house. And it was like, you know, the healing room. And I sat there for about an hour every morning. And I can't even tell you how many days I did. Like I just kept going and kept going. And it got to a point where I was just like kind of looking forward to it, you know, getting up and meditating. And it did, you know, like when I recommend this to some of my clients, I've had a few that are going through difficult, you know, attachment, like relationships or difficult things, you know, or healing, like wanting to heal. And I say, well, you know, I share with them what I went through and the techniques that I've used to heal myself in the past. But I do say, you know, there was moments where I was having big breakthroughs, but it felt uncomfortable. It felt very uncomfortable sitting with it, you know?
You don't have to get specific if you don't want to, but what do you mean by having breakthroughs?
Realizations? Yeah, breakthroughs, like just in terms of like, I guess it was just my paradigms were shifting, you know, and I started to become aware of certain things that weren't working in my life, that I may have been attached to, like, for example, a relationship I was in, or, and I'm not saying that this is like the case for everyone, you know, that's not like the key component to everyone's healing at all, but relationships definitely are one of the main sources to our happiness, you know, firstly with ourselves and then with other people. You know, we wouldn't be put on this planet with a bunch of other people if we were meant to just be happy alone, you know, so they are important. But yeah, like for me, it was just sort of seeing, you know, like just reflecting on myself as well, of the things that I had to change for myself. And I think sometimes when you're just in autopilot and you're not paying attention, and then you do pay attention, it can be uncomfortable, you know, it can be like, oh, okay, there's that. And so you feel the emotions of whatever that process is, which is totally fine. You get through it. You got to feel it to get through it. But it's not like I'm about to explain the other nice side of what I experienced. But it, you know, it's to be expected that healing isn't always fully just comfortable and fully just blissful. It can be a little uncomfortable, you know, because change can be uncomfortable. And maybe it was
it can be a lot uncomfortable.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And, but, you know, like I said, I was committed to it. And, I just was patient with myself too, you know. I just allowed myself to go through it and was just like, this is cool, this is what I'm doing, this is my journey. And I'm committing to this because I just knew that it's what I needed to do.
What an understanding. So we've titled the show Because of You, How to Activate the Power of Self-Healing. It sounds like the first rule is to decide
Right.
that you're going to do this, no matter what it sounded like.
In fact, that is key, actually. Yeah, I've got friends that also are health practitioners too, and I actually had one of my friends over the other day that's been working in the field for many years and healed many people, and that's what her first question. You know, we were discussing it with each other, and she's just like, "Yeah, the first question is, what's their will to live?" You know. And you've got to have the will to live. It's a Ben Harper song, I think, or album that, yeah, like, you know, talks about that, but it's true. It's like, what's your will to live? And if you have the will to, you know, it's that self-love and that self, you know what, your will to live might be for the love of your child. You want to, you know, see them okay. Whatever it is, you know, there needs to be that inspiration to want to heal. And I had that inspiration. I did. I really felt moved too. And so through the journey, you know, I would just sit there at 4 a.m. every morning, and I would connect firstly to myself and my breathing, and just sort of, because I was already in that sleepy sort of state. And then I would just notice this energy that was like almost the sound of the universe. Like, I can't really describe it because it's hard to actually, you know, physically explain it, but what it is. But it was almost like I could hear the frequency or the energy of the universe, you know. And it became this like kind of voice for me, and then I could feel myself connecting with it, and it almost like taught me. Because this wasn't something that I was like reading, or I wasn't being guided like with any textbook or anything, but I felt like I truly was like one with this energy. And I don't know, I just realized that the answers then were within, but it was coming also from this like marriage with this outer energy from the greater source, so to speak. I don't know. But yeah, and this is where my life fully changed, and I not only completely healed myself, but
Wow.
I started getting these messages like, you know, move to America and these certain destinations, which just made no sense because I was in, like, you know, a pretty happy relationship. I was living in a really nice area in Bondi Beach. I really
Well.
enjoyed my work, like, you know, and but there was a deeper calling. My soul just didn't feel happy, you know. But I was okay. I was happy, and on the outside was happy, surface Anna, but the deeper like soul was like not happy, you know. And I really do believe that's why I physically became sick, because I wasn't paying attention to that.
Well, it's interesting that when we come back, we're going to talk about that connection or that knowing, because you not only used it to heal, you used it to guide you, like where you were going to move and all that. But it sounds like you're using it with your clients. And now I'm getting that this is the first time you connected with that was through your process. So, wow,
Right.
that's cool. I didn't catch that when we spoke earlier. So I look forward to learning more about that from Anna Grace Mayberry when we come back. A little later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment, and then we will be joined by our performance guest, Cam Amen, all on the Life Changes Show online edition, right after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi meditation. Phi meditation helps you harness the power of I am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi beads at phibeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. Our guest is a certified health coach and integrative nutritionist and creator of Alchemy Tree Wellness, Anna Grace Mayberry. And I have a feeling Alchemy Tree Wellness is where this conversation is going next, Anna.
That's right.
So am I correct in saying, like, if you had not discovered what you discovered and decided to heal yourself and decided to do the meditations and listen to the voice and all that, not only would you not heal yourself, but you wouldn't have had that connection that you now use?
Yeah, you know, I think it's one of those things that it's like you can always read something or hear about a miracle or and kind of go, yeah, you know, I could see that happening or, you know, but there's always going to be, well, for me anyway, there's always a little bit of, not skepticism, but just, yeah, you know, there's only so much you can relate to it or feel it. But when you actually experience it, that's a whole other level, you know, of, because then there's more conviction then, you know. So it did really give me that deeper understanding of the ability to heal because I had been through it myself. And in fact, wow, one of the most profound things I did witness actually was one of my best friend's brother. He had a tragic accident where he was ironically celebrating a business deal and dived into his swimming pool and broke his cervical spine and became a quadriplegic like that.
Wow.
And he was really, you know, this guy was like happy-go-lucky surfer, skydive, wasn't really into spiritual stuff, was just like fun, you know, really fun, but just not into meditating or any of that stuff. And then this happened. And this happened probably 6 months before I left to move to Los Angeles after I'd been through my transformation. And he was the only one outside of his family that he wanted to come and see him to do massage healings on him. And I was at the rehabilitation clinic about three to 4 days a week with him. And so I went through a really intimate journey with him, watching him go from being told that you'll never walk again. The doctors just were like, yeah, like, don't even, you know, sorry, but you're never going to walk again. And him saying, Anna, I'm going to walk again. I want to walk again, and I'm going to walk again. I want to be able to hold my daughter again one day in my own arms. He goes, look around this hospital. What do you see that's going on here? And I was like, dude, I know what you're saying. They've given up. And he's like, yep, they've all believed. They've all just believed what the doctors have told them and said, yeah, okay, I choose that reality. And so it
or
was
I
just
accept that real, like, I accept what you're saying is true.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I just felt so privileged actually to go through that with him. And anyway, this one day, it was a really fun moment. He basically said to me, look, Anna, I wake up at 3 a.m. stuck in my body, petrified, like I have a panic attack just because I'm stuck in my body, I can't move. And, but he's like, you know, I tell myself I'm training myself for the mental Olympics. Like, it's like the Olympics, but the mental one. And I just love that. And I remind myself of that every time I'm, you know, wanting to maybe accomplish something or I'm having a hard moment. It's like, yeah, no, the power of the mind's huge. It's everything. And there was this one day where I was doing some reflexology on his foot, and at this point, he kind of had a little bit of motor skills in his hands, but not a lot. His legs were completely just not, like, you know, nothing was going on. I did this trigger point, and his leg, I'm not kidding you guys, like, jumped off the bed. Like, he almost kicked me. I was like, whoa.
Wow. You know?
And we locked eyes, and he was just like, holy shit, what was that? He's like, do it again. And I was like, it was so exciting because it was like, you know, like, it's happening. Like, your brain is starting to rewire and fire in the right ways, and like, your legs are waking up. Like, miracles happen. Wow. You know, and it's, again, it comes back to his will. His will was so strong. You know, and then of course years later, then I read up on like people like Dr. Joe Dispenza that went through a similar thing. You know, he's written a whole bloody archive of the science behind this. So it's not just like, oh, like, you know, it's a miracle. It's actually like scientifically proven that this is possible. And it's so exciting. It's just so exciting to know that there is that information out there too, to really grasp how freaking amazing we are. Like, pretty profound, right? When you think about it.
Nice. And thank you for the reminder. And I know that you have so many of these stories, and that you're putting the stories in a book, The Beauty Rejuvenation Manual.
And well, these are more my steps that I've used for my own self-healing, just and it's basically like a cleanse for the body, mind, and soul or spirit. It's just some basic techniques, very easy to follow for anyone that feels like they just need a kickstart and an easy guide.
So we want to look for that in a couple of minutes. We'll give out the website and different ways to connect. But let's talk about Alchemy Tree. And so that's tree as in T-R-I for?
Yeah. Well, Trinity, you know, for the healing for the body, mind, and soul. I believe that you can't have one without the other. Like, all are just as important as each other for true healing and for true health and wellness and happiness, you know. And that's definitely, for me personally, that's what I have learnt over my own personal healing experience, and then also witnessing it as an outsider with my clients. So, yeah, I just really do believe that is, that's the way, you know.
So obviously when people work with you one-on-one or your group sessions, et cetera, they're learning nutrition, they're learning exercise and different, and obviously mind and spirit connecting. What are, as we bring our conversation here to a close, what are a couple things that people can start doing? Like, hopefully they don't have some of this stuff going on, enough stuff going on that we know we should all probably be connecting in some way.
Right. I think sometimes, like, you know, I've had a couple of clients that get a little overwhelmed when it comes to specific exercises. So I just say, one simple one that I could invite anyone listening to do is to, for at least 7 days in a row, right? So if you, you know, if you skip a day, okay, well, start again, 7 days. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Get up and the first thing you do, find a way where if you have kids or whatever, like make sure you get up before they get up, or just find, you know, whatever you got to do to commit to it. First thing you do, as soon as your feet hit the floor, find a nice little space in your place, wherever it might be. Even if you live in a shoebox, why don't you just sit up in your bed? You know, whatever it takes, honestly. But find a place that feels comfortable. Ideally, you know, you do want to sit in a specific area, like a separate room or a nice, like, kind of place where you've got maybe an altar or just like a nice sort of carpet, whatever. Your special spot. First thing you do in the morning, before you don't even look at anything, don't even look at yourself in the mirror, just go sit and focus on your breathing. You know, just go into your own meditation where you are just connecting with yourself, and then try to see if you can listen to that sound that I was talking about, that sound of the universe. And the reason why 4 a.m. also kind of technically is a good time to do it is because not many people are awake at 4 a.m. So you don't have the distractions of other sounds, you know. But yeah, I'm not saying that you all have to get up at 4 a.m., but as soon as you do, go into a meditation, just focus on your breath, you know, slowly breathing in and out, and try to practice this for 7 days in a row and just see how you feel, you know, see how your day rolls out. I also invite you, if you do feel like that's an easy thing to do and you're in that state and that's like cool, then start to reflect on things that you're grateful for. So gratitude is a huge one. And I also would reflect on this when I was meditating too, and feel your heart, you know, feel that you can feel it, you know, when you're feeling grateful, you feel your heart chakra and your heart kind of like light up, and it's a really nice energy. And then after that, you could start to visualize anything that you feel like you want to manifest in your life.
Mm.
And I feel like that's just, it's a very simple thing to do, but it's so powerful. Like, you know, especially when you're consistent with it. So yeah, that's what I could leave you guys with if you want to try that out.
Well, thank you, Anna. I know you have so much more to offer, and I do encourage people to go to find you. It's Alchemy Tree, alchemytri.com, right?
That's right.
And I know you're also a filmmaker and so much more. So I have a feeling like, you know, besides your book, you're going to be putting this in great adventures on film, mm-hmm. and we could watch it all happen.
Oh yeah, thank you. No, I do have a couple of exciting things coming up with film as well, which maybe we can share another time.
Yes, I like that idea. Anna Grace Mayberry, thank you for sharing as you have with us tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Such a pleasure. Again, Alchemy Tree. I think everybody knows how to spell alchemy, but just in case, ALCHEMY, and then alchemytri.com. All the best to you, Anna.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Marie, and I had a healing session with you a few years ago. You helped me recover emotionally from a miscarriage, and I am grateful. And now I need your assistance in stopping the intense pain in my right ear, which started after several recent conversations with my brother, which were quite abusive. I intuit that my ear problem is due to these phone calls, and I will stop having these kinds of conversations with him. In the meantime, I need to know how to stop the pain.
Dear Marie, I feel you're absolutely correct as to the cause of your ear pain. However, excuse me, it is important that you rule out infection or other causes. And you can easily do that by speaking with a medical professional and getting advice as to how to stop the pain. And now let's look at how to stop this from reoccurring. It is good that you recognize that the pain started after your less than pleasant conversations with your brother. And I feel you're 100% correct in this. Your right side is masculine, And if we were doing a session, I'd be asking which male you were having difficulty with. It is so important for us to address the emotional causes for any dis-ease we manifest. I'm impressed with how you not only spelled out the emotional and mental causes of your earache, and that you've also chosen to not have these kinds of conversations again. And that is an awesome choice. Choosing to not have unpleasant conversations is truly wise and will serve you greatly, and is a great example of loving yourself. You can also forgive yourself for allowing your brother to have such an adverse effect on you. Please let me know how quickly you're free from pain after doing the work.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition with our performance guest, Cam Amen, singer, songwriter, author, activist, and so much more right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to dorothydonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
I have to start off at the top by saying that our contributing producer to the Life Changes Show, Tess Cacciatore, introduced us to our performance guest, and he is going to be appearing at the Gwen Luminary Awards, the 9th annual Gwen Luminary Awards in Los Angeles, this Saturday, March 9th, 2024. So he's going to be appearing along with Frida Payne and Danny Bowman from Love on the Spectrum. You can go to lifechangesshow.com. Because it's almost sold out, the live event in person, they have opened up a live stream, and we have the links there on Life Changes Show. You'll see it for Gwen and the Hollywood Club of LA, and for this event featuring our performance guest. So our performance guest is so many things. He's known as a singer, a songwriter, and he's an author and will be known more as such, and an activist. We welcome and are grateful to have Cam Amen on the Life Changes Show. Welcome, Cam.
Hey, how you doing, man? How's everyone doing?
You know, I'm great. We were talking earlier. I know you're great.
Oh yeah, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great.
I'm glad to hear you say you're doing great. Actually, why don't we were just talking about a routine that somebody could do in the morning, right? Right. You just heard that from our guest, Anna. So you have a routine that you do every morning.
Yes. One of the things that I do in the morning is right when I get up, I just go into the bathroom, take a couple seconds, look into the mirror and say, you know, I am, I can, I will, because pretty much that gives me the strength to pretty much pursue my dream, my passion, and what I want to do instead of, you know, as you know, I've been taking care of people and my brother and sister, like pretty much all my life. So it's, you know, that's what keeps me going because, you know, that's who I am now. You know, I am, I can, I will.
And that's actually the title of the book that hopefully we'll get to talk a little bit more about. But the first chapter of that is out, so people can go and check it out when we give out all the information. But, you know, you say, as you know, I've been taking care of my sister. And frankly, no, I don't think it's possible to even fathom what you have been through and in so many ways still experiencing. So when you say I'm great or I'm okay, I believe you, and I also know they're affirmations, right?
Right.
So give us a little bit of the backstory.
All right. I'll start at the age of 11 when I first got taken out of my mother's home. There was 6 kids in a 2-bedroom home with 4 adults and I'm trying. And pretty much we had got taken out and we were put in foster care for about 5 to 6 years. But in that 5 to 6 years, we were pretty much bounced from home to home, state to state. It wasn't just like, you know, here's a new home that you're going to be at. No, it was quite a few. I started to realize that, things were never going to change. And I started to like get more into my music, get more into getting myself through school so I can actually, you know, get out of foster care. They can realize that I can take care of myself, you know. So moving on to about age 18 to 19, I had aged out of foster care and moved to Indiana. I had left my mom's place. They were living in Omaha at the time of me moving out, Omaha, Nebraska, to be specific. Like I said, I had left to Anderson, Indiana, because that's the only place I knew. And pretty much maybe 5-6 months later, I get a call from my sister saying that that they're being taken away again. And like my heart literally sunk. I didn't know what to do. So I said, the first thing that come to mind is, I'm coming to get you. Just hold on. So I had, pretty much tried to sell everything that I had, where I was living at the time. I had sold my, you know, my game system, my TV, everything that I had, came out with pretty much maybe $500, and just to get me to Florida, because my mother had moved the kids to Florida, and pretty much they, as soon as they moved to Florida, about a month later, they had gotten called in on by DCF or someone around the neighborhood that knew what was going on in the home. So I had, like I said, I dropped everything, moved to Florida, and pretty much got a place in within 2 weeks because I took jobs from Facebook, pretty much everywhere I could. Everywhere I could work, I was working. I did sod, I did painting from, it was just, I was watching myself grow pretty much. And pretty much me seeing myself grow to get them, it made me even stronger, like day after day. And that's when I started using the I am, I can, I will, because I realized that the things are possible because, you know, you just have to try.
Cam, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
You and I were talking earlier and there wasn't a dry eye on the phone.
Yeah.
What gives you this strength or this knowing that you can and you will?
Pretty much because of all because of that time that I took them in and I made them, you know, dinner for the first time. And it was like, it was kind of like I had my own family, but I was kind of not drug into it, but you know, like God had someone had like placed this on me to make me a better person. So, and that's why I started using I am, I can, I will, because that was the first time I ever stepped up for my family, let alone myself, you know.
I get the feeling you stepped up many, many times. Oh, I get the feeling before then, and you're stepping up and showing up each step of the way.
I can tell you about a time with my best friend in Omaha when we had first got taken away. I had this one of my best friends named Evan. We had went snow shoveling and like pretty much that whole year we went shoveling snow, and we made almost $2,000 a piece, you know, like
wow, that sounds like a lot of snow.
Oh yeah, we did. And Omaha had a really bad blizzard back then, and we pretty much took advantage of it. We went to Walmart and bought two really good shovels, and one of his family members had a snowblower. So that's pretty much what we did, was, you know, that's how I brought food in the house when my mom, you know, we weren't there at the house, but when we were there, there was no food, you know, there wasn't anything to eat or show the people that my mom was actually trying to get us back, you know, because we wanted to go back. My best friend, Evan, he wanted me to go back, you know. I could barely see him. I had to, you know, run away to see my friends or, yeah, but I just want to let, you know, give him a shout out at least, you know.
You actually wanted to give a shout out to American Idol.
Oh yeah, I do.
Can we do that now?
Yeah, I could do that. I want to give a shout out to American Idol for just giving me a start to my life, you know, because you pretty much gave my life back. Okay. I don't know how to thank you anymore, but to pretty much give you my all with my music, you know? So I do sincerely, I appreciate everything that you have done for me, American Idol, and I'll be putting out some music, and I want to hear you play it. Just listen to it once, you know.
You'll be putting out a lot of music, and yeah. As a matter of fact, let's hear a piece, and Let's let you catch your breath. And but I have a feeling you have to say a couple more words before we hear this piece, because we're only going to hear a piece of this piece.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. so much for catching your breath. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah. Oh yeah. All right. So, well, this song right here is, it's me talking to my mom in my own way. I'm pretty much reaching out to tell my mom I need your help. You know, it was hard enough growing up, you know, and I know she's my mother and everything, but the song pretty much tells what I'm going through and how much I've been crying out and getting no answer.
So we're going to play a minute and a half of this song for two reasons. Number one, because it's not out yet. And number two, because it's technically not finished yet, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So that's how new this is. And as you can hear, that's how raw this is. And here is Cam Amen's song, I Know I'm Okay, here on the Life Changes Show online.
Reaching out, feeling lost and alone in the darkness of my doubts, can't find my way home. I'm searching for your grace, but it feels so far away. Don't know how to find my place in this world I've strayed. I'm crying out your name, but the silence just deafens me. Is this just a game, or can you really set me free? Caught up in this game, longing for you to let me be. I know I'm okay.
Cam, amen. Oh, Cam. All right, so Cam's all over social media and all over social media. So you can find him on Facebook, Instagram. His official website is camamenofficial, right? .com?
Yes, camamenofficial.com.
Okay. And then, of course, Cam, amen. And that's C-A-M. And amen, A-M-E-N, Cam, amen. Find him all over. And of course, we have his links at lifechangesshow.com, as well as his TikTok and a great sampler of an audiobook or of a book. And he's reading a piece of the audiobook that video is on our webpage. But I've gotten to read the first chapter, which has been released. And I was taken aback. First of all, you've got great people that you're working with. And it's been great working with all of them to get to this moment. And you're writing something huge.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm pretty much writing my life story pretty much. And writing this thing has pretty much the people behind me have put their all into writing this piece with me, and I'm excited to have people be able to have an insight of my life and how they can overcome these fears or these things that hold you back from, you know, pushing through, you know. So
you're working through all your stuff, and you're adding in some special ways, actually, some special things. You have a child of your own. You're a father.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. She's currently 8 months now, going on 9 months. But it has been a heck of a ride. Okay, let me tell you. But I love every minute of it. I'm learning every day, and I couldn't be more thankful to have a child of my own, you know. But I also have two stepchildren that are just absolutely amazing.
So there's so much I'd love to talk about, but I our time is short, but if you could go a little over with us, we'll have it in the archives for everybody, because you've got so many great stories. And so where I was getting with that is that you're going through what you're going through, and you're working on your career and your music and supporting everybody in your life and family. And yeah, you're also advocating for major changes in what? When it comes to foster care.
Yeah. First of all, I would just suggest, I don't know if people would understand, but you can hear me out. Just be there for the foster child. They just need, pretty much they just need a friend. They want someone there to listen to them. They want someone there not to tell them where they're going wrong, not to tell them where they're, you know, where they're doing bad, but to help them fix that, you know. Like, commend them on fixing it. Don't, pretty much don't hold them back from letting them be kids, you know. I was, like I said, I was held back from being a kid, you know, in my 14, 15, you know, 16 years of age. And I wasn't able to, you know, go play with my friends or get on a game system and play with my friends, you know. I'm saying, like, enjoy the things that they enjoy. Be their friend. Be there for them. And you'll understand more about how they work or how they are. That's what I wanted to share.
Thank you for sharing that. Yeah. On a lighter side, well, maybe lighter side, you had an interesting story of, so you mentioned American Idol earlier, and so many people know you from American Idol. So, was it the night before what's the story? Were you in a karaoke bar? I'm trying to remember what you were sharing, because I was like crying in between all the other stories. So,
yeah. Okay. So. Well, the way I met my my lady here.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it was. I was actually working at this place called World of Beer in Florida, Ocala, Florida. Well, the village is Florida, and she comes in with three other people, and one was her best friend. They were down from Nebraska, mind you. She lives in Nebraska, okay, where I was in foster care. So this is where it all clicks together. I'm like, oh my goodness. Okay, so I start to talk to her and I find out she's from Nebraska, and people are right around me saying I should sing, and she comes out of nowhere and says, oh, you can't sing, you're not gonna get up there and sing. And I'm like, girl, do you know me? I don't even know if you know me, because I sing every night here. Even if there's not a mic, you know, I'd be just getting up there and singing. So I get up there and I blow away some Unchained Melody, and I get off the stage, and she's like, I don't know, like starstruck. I'm like, whoa. sort of changed your attitude there, didn't you? You know, so after that, you know, pretty much that night it clicked, man. She took me to play cards with her friends and family that she was down with from Nebraska, and we heard some music playing on down the road, because this is the villages. They party all night till like 11 or 12. She asked me if we want to get going, and I don't even know what the heck's going on, okay? So she takes me and starts walking, holds my hand and everything, and we start dancing as we're walking to this little square that they have this huge band. I'm like, girl, I don't dance. Why are you bringing me over here to dance? You know, so pretty much she got me out of my comfort zone by 500%. So that's kind of how I knew she's that one. You know, if you can get me out of that zone that I'm in here in a little turtle shell, you know, then that's something I can't do. So I'm gonna have to ride with you.
So then she knew you could dance for you could sing
Oh,
for sure,
yeah.
and then shortly afterwards the world knew you could
Oh,
sing.
yeah. Yeah, man. So she literally gave me the confidence and the drive to just give it all and go for American Idol and come out of there. I got a platinum ticket, man. It's one out of three. That's unbelievable, you know.
Wow, congratulations. That's a great story. Well, we were going to have the pleasure of having you perform for us live here on the Life Changes Show, and I know you tried to make it happen, and it wasn't meant to be this time, but hopefully this won't be the only time we connect. I am gonna get to see you in person on Saturday
Los Angeles.
in Los Angeles. And you said to me, what did you say to me? I hope you're a hugger.
Yeah, I hope you're hugging because I don't shake hands, you know. I gotta give all the love, you know.
I'm ready for that hug, and I have a feeling that there's going to be a tear or two on my part for sure
Oh,
because of
yeah. Hey,
everything you've shared.
let me tell you, I'll wipe them for you. Just come on now, just give me all the hugs. Show me the love.
Well, I look forward to that, and I'm so I might as well let everybody know, go to lifechangesshow.com and see the 9th annual Gwen Lumineri Awards page there. Where you'll see a QR code if you want to watch it. Well, I think the only opportunity now is to watch it live stream. So there are tickets available on Eventbrite. That all the information is there. So we're not going to get to hear you perform live today, but we're going to get to hear your song, right?
Right.
Okay. So tell us about this song. Well, Take Me Away.
Yes. My take on the song is pretty much, so you want to go off and live your dream, right? But you're gonna need somebody to, you know, go with. So pretty much you're letting everything go, leaving your home, going. Pretty much my idea was, you know, going to Bali or taking your lady or your family and just leaving and just pretty much asking the way you're going to take you away. You know, you don't want to be stuck in a world where you like the world now. What I'm trying to say is you just want to get away from that reality and escape, and yeah, that's pretty much the take on the song, man.
I hear you, and here we're gonna get to hear Kem Amen and his pre-recorded song Take Me. Oh wait, this is not released yet either, right?
Right.
Oh, cool. All right, so world premiere here, Kem Amen and Take Me Away on the Life Changes Show Online Edition.
Don't you feel it, baby? The way we touch it is crazy. Don't want it to stop. You give me something I forgot I needed. Never been this way, baby. My heart's feeling so weary. I could lose it all just to fall in love and mean it. It's true, I can hide, got no reason to hide. The angels be singing, I can't fly, I'm sinking. No matter how high, I know you'll be right. The way that we kiss is hitting me, take me away.
Thank you for taking us away with you sharing from your heart like you always do, I think, but oh, yeah. Like you definitely did tonight.
Always do, man. Have to.
So that's taken us to a place that we all need more of. So thank you for that. And I want to remind everybody, Cam, Amen Official. So that's C-A-M and then Amen, A-M-E-N, official.com. And then, of course, you can find Cam Amen on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, just all over YouTube, of course. So, Cam, I know there'll be more. And
oh, yeah.
So we've already talked about that, and we'll work on making it happen. In the meantime, what an absolute pleasure. Thank you for sharing your heart and your music and your stories. It's been a pleasure having you on the Life Changes Show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much. Seriously.
You're very welcome. And more to come. With a big thank you to Cam Amen, our performance guest, and with another big thank you to Anna Grace Mayberry, our interview guest. That is our show. On behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our executive producer and co-host, Mark Legere, and I should say our contributing producer, Tess Cacciatore, for today for sure, I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, reminding you that as your life changes, like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network.
Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.